This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Rise above and be in control with today's business headlines, driven by Volvo Cars.
Good morning. You're listening to The Morning Run, 8:51 right now. I'm Melissa Idris. I've got Joyce Goh and Tan Chung Han here with me. And we're taking a look at the top business news of the morning. Convenience stores operators, they are in what Business Times this morning is calling space race. This is to expand their Malaysian operations, and there's growing competition among them for viable retail space. So looking at the penetration rate of convenience stores here in Malaysia, it is somewhat low. I was surprisingly low compared to more mature markets like Thailand and Japan. So this has caused three major players, 7-Eleven, MyNews, and Family Mart, to aggressively expand their store counts.
Yeah, so according to Affin Hwang Capital, the competition for retail space, while a major concern, that would be mitigated by ample supply of commercial spaces, as well as this low penetration rate of convenience stores in Malaysia. And if you look at what convenience stores are doing here, Family Mart, there's one of them that does ready-to-eat offerings that makes up a large proportion of convenience store sales here because it commands a higher margin than other typically sold items such as cigarettes. And I think Affin Hwang Capital, they estimate that the daily revenue per Family Mart store will outstrip that of MyNews and 7-Eleven.
Yeah, now, there's going to be quite the performance there because if you look at 7-Eleven and MyNews, their top line for their respective financial years have just been rising, though. But when you look at their bottom line, for example, looks like for 7-Eleven, that growth has come at a cost to their bottom line. So back in 2014, 7-Eleven registered a net profit of over 60 million, 63.1 million to be exact, according to Bloomberg data. But then when you look at last year, that has moderated to 50.1 million ringgit. So that's a drop of about 13 million ringgit in the bottom line from 2014 to 2017. Right. But then when you look at the top line, though, it's just one way. It's just a one-way street. It's all the way up. Mm. So, can that trend hold given A, that low penetration rate that you spoke about, and then B, the tremendous competition that we are seeing in this space?
Yeah, if you look at the number of convenience stores here in town, guys, in Malaysia, it's only 2,700. Compared to Japan, it's 55,000.
Oh, okay.
Taiwan is 11,000 and Thailand is 16,000.
Yeah, so yeah? For me, I always assume that we have so many convenience stores already, but apparently, I think the idea is to have one in every street corner. In fact, more so, and have one competing, across the street from each other. There is, I'm sure, commercial space already for this. We've spoken a lot about, the glut in the commercial real estate sector. So the question is whether these convenience stores will want to take up those empty lots.
Yeah, and also whether or not they're going to add value to their current business model or diversify. Because you see, even MyNews, they have started introducing new offerings such as coffee and ice cream under their new Maru Cafe brand.
They have their own brand, that's right. Yeah. So maybe now we might see convenience stores being in direct competition to restaurants and fast food outlets. So next time you go where you want to go makan, you're not thinking about the restaurant, you're thinking about a convenience store.
Yeah, and we have seen all these boxes there that offer, I think it's like you can drop off and pick up parcels and whatnot. Look, Post Malaysia is also in that space, and I got a bit of a shock this morning when I came down from my apartment. You now have these boxes for laundry services. So you can put your dirty laundry in some of these boxes, and I guess
hey presto, it's clean.
Yeah, and some fairy will come in the middle of the night and pick it up and leave you a gold tooth or something. I don't know how that works. But yeah, so there's a tremendous amount of innovation and disruption as well. But again, I want to see, what this does for the big store boys as well, because we have seen the erosion of, say, hypermarkets and whatnot, right? Will we see a continued decline in that segment and ultimately maybe the death of that big format store?
So the challenges to these convenience store operators will definitely have to be whether they can fund this rapid expansion, but also whether they can weather any changes when it comes to the minimum wage policy, right? So the impact of rising minimum wage is likely to raise convenience stores operators' overheads. If you look at, say, 7-Eleven, they have quite a significant portion of foreign workers.
Yeah, foreign workers, I think, comprise about 32% of the workforce when it comes to convenience stores for some of them. Mm-hmm. And for most of my news workforce, when it comes to a minimum wage, Mel, I think most of their workforce, they already receive higher than the minimum wage.
Right.
That's what they're saying.
7-Eleven has 80 to 90% of its workforce on the current minimum wage.
And I think something else to look out for in this segment as well, because I've noticed this, say with these MRT lines, right? What I've noticed is at each station, you then have one of these convenience stores that pop up. So now with the expected slowdown in some of these mega rail projects, now that could filter down to their growth as well. So as opposed to perhaps 7-Eleven or MyNews or these guys automatically having a store at one of these rail stations, they now have to find another commercial space. Although to be fair, there's an abundance of commercial space in Malaysia right now.
I wonder whether there's store loyalty, customer loyalty to convenience stores, because I have to say in the last year or so, there's always been a convenience store popping up next to a convenience store, and I feel so guilty as a customer going in, so I make sure that I alternate so I can give them both my
so
business.
Sweet, Mel.
It's not like a hairdresser,
but it's direct competition to each other.
Well, they're planning a lot of additions when it comes to store expansion. I think Family Mart is looking at 50 new stores in FY19.
Wow.
MyNews is looking at 90 new stores in FY2018, and 7-Eleven's 100 new stores in FY2018. So definitely on an expansion trail there.
Mm. Well, speaking about being on an expansion trail, we have QSR Brands. They are planning to open 24 new KFC restaurants nationwide. And this is following its success in opening 23 new restaurants just this year.
Wow. And they're also going to be focusing, QSR is going to be focusing on building more drive-through restaurants. This is due to consumer preference. Well, yeah, and also due to this preference, I think they're going to be working with several housing developers, one of which is Matrix Concepts, to build these drive-thru restaurants.
Right, and then ultimately whether or not Malaysians can actually be shareholders and kind of get a slice of that pie, right, that ever-expanding chicken pie, so to speak, because, I mean... fried chicken pie, because there's that highly touted IPO for QSR Brands. Now, apparently... They've already uploaded a prospectus, I believe, to the SE or Bursa website there. But whether this is a good time, though, given the tremendous foreign capital outflows that we've seen from the Malaysian equity space, we are seeing the volatility in regional markets, certainly up there in China, could that affect the prospects for QSR Brand?
So this is where pricing comes in, right? How are you going to price the IPO or the valuation of that? I think that is key right now. The bankers need to come up with the right pricing when it comes to IPO. And, it's learned that I think news reports have it that QSR is looking at a price earning ratio of about 32 times.
Yeah, but if you look at the broader picture, right? So far this year, there's only been one listing on the main market. It's only, if you look at the last few years, there have been more IPOs on the ACE market and, of course, that new Leap market.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Main market, nah. So far this year, just one. Last year, altogether, six.
Well, okay, so QSR is one. That we're also expecting Leong Hub, right? So that's also, I think, within the consumer retail space. So as you mentioned, Joyce, QSR price-to-earnings ratio of about 32 times. But if you look at, say, Berjaya Food in comparison, Berjaya, of course, operates Starbucks and Kenny Rogers. They have a price-to-earnings ratio of about 20 times. So we're still looking at that comparison in terms of consumer stocks. But coming back to the opening numbers of Bursa Malaysia, we'll be looking at some of the stocks in the news after the 9 o'clock news bulletin. Next on BFM 89.9.
Keeping you on track for peak business performance with the new Volvo XC40, the expression of innovation. Volvo, made by Sweden.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.